there is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. An exhibition showing Jewish survivors of the Holocaust following World War II is being displayed at the United Nations headquarters until February the 23rd. The aim of the exhibit is to highlight their statelessness, having practically nothing in their possession and rejection from many nations at the time. Among some of the artifacts on display are dolls made by Jewish children, photographs of weddings, theatrical performances, sporting events, and classroom lessons. Deborah Dwork, the director of the Center for the Study of the Holocaust, Genocide and Crimes Against Humanity, says that the exhibit specifically reflects the lives, hopes, dreams, ambitions, and goals of individuals who didn't wait for others to help, but rather took an initiative by developing a complete range of cultural and educational programs. Jonathan Brent, the Chief Executive Officer at YIVO, the Institute for Jewish Research, added that the exhibition illustrates how the displaced persons did not shrink from the task of rebuilding both their own lives and Jewish communal life. Moving across the Atlantic now, and the National Holocaust Centre and Museum in Nottinghamshire has announced an £800,000 grant from the National Lottery Heritage Fund, which will allow for a major multi-million pound redevelopment programme. This month, work will begin on 8 new features, including a new broadcast hub, collection store, and an expanded version of the Journey exhibition, which contains Holocaust Museum world firsts. The funds are in addition to £3.4 million already raised to expand the museum's physical and digital experiences, including the Hologram Forever project, which projects Holocaust survivors. The chairman of the Arts Council of England and the Pears Foundation, Sir Trevor Pears, said that the redevelopment of the 25-year-old institution is much needed, adding that it is very important that thousands of young people who come through its doors can engage, think, and learn in facilities that match the quality of the education programs and which also honors the survivors who have contributed so much to it. According to recent statistics released by Russia, the country's Jewish population has decreased rapidly since the invasion of Ukraine. Published by the Russian Federal State Statistics Service, only 82,644 people identified themselves as Jewish, compared to more than 160,000 identified in 2010, reflecting a decline of more than half during the previous decade. These statistics, though, do not take into account the mass exodus of Russian Jews since the onset of the war in Ukraine, estimated to be more than 20,000 in the first 6 months after the invasion. Records show that the majority of Russian Jews who left appear to have emigrated to Israel. Well, let's see what's making headlines elsewhere worldwide. Adolfo Kaminsky, the French-Jewish photographer, forger, smuggler, and resistance fighter who saved thousands of people during the Holocaust as part of the French underground, has died aged 97. Multiple streets in Dusseldorf, Germany, which featured the names of anti-Semites and other controversial figures, have been renamed. A leading Australian Jewish organization is urging the winners of an auction of Nazi memorabilia to donate the items to the Sydney Jewish Museum. Two students have been charged with hate crimes in connection with the display in December of a swastika at Sir Robert Borden High School in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. And terrorist group Hamas has criticized the United Arab Emirates for its decision to include Holocaust education in its school curriculum. Nale, an inspiring educational program which brings Jewish youth in the diaspora to Israel for free high school studies, has just celebrated its 30th anniversary at the president's residence in Jerusalem. The program has so far brought 20,000 teenagers to the Holy Land, from which 90% have chosen to stay or join the army or achieved distinguished careers. Yeshayahu Yeshicheli, the founding program director of the project, and who still leads the project, said that it is a Jewish tradition to save Jewish children and educate them since they are the decision makers of the future, adding that he was proud that at last year's Israel Independence Day celebrations, seven of the 120 young men and women named as outstanding soldiers were graduates of Nale. During the past year, 350 students from war-torn Ukraine were brought to Israel and placed in Nale schools. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.